Unit 8. Time for a rhyme. My first exam.
This morning is my first exam. I'm feeling rather worried, even though I made a plan and have really studied. I had a good sleep last night and a healthy breakfast. I hope I get the answers right. I'd hate to be the last. It's time for me to go and start. I'm feeling lucky today. I'll take it slowly, part by part. The next exam's not far away.
Revision exercises. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and circle the words you hear.
1. My phone number is 3887-6435. 2. We are in room 1508. 3. Have you seen their plan? 4. Asher says that the world is growing hotter. 5. The little boy drew a sheep. 6. Be quiet, children. It's time for class. 7. The child is wearing a shirt today. 8. You must use your head, her mother said. 9. There are 30 ducks under the tree. 10. There are 7 kilos of meat here. 11. Will you take the boys to the lake to go swimming? 12. Could you tell me the way to the Great Hill Hotel? Revision exercises, exercise 2. Listen to the dialogues and circle the right answers to the questions you hear.
1. I've heard that you collect stamps, Lucy. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I've been collecting stamps since I was 8.
Well, you must have a lot of stamps now.
About 2,000.
Wow. What kind of stamps have you got most of?
Ones with animals on them. They're my favourites.
Question. How many stamps does Lucy have?
2. Do you like travelling, Mr. Hong?
Yes. I'm very interested in other places.
Which of the places that you have visited did you like best?
Mount Chimalongma.
Question. What is Mr. Hong interested in? 3. You're not going to smoke, are you, Dad?
I was going to. Why?
Doesn't that sign over there say that you can't smoke here?
Oh, yes, it does. I'd better go outside then. Wait for me here. I won't be long.
Question. What does the sign say?
4. You used to live in Paris, didn't you, Feng Ting?
Yes, I did. I lived there for 3 years.
Why did you go there?
I was very interested in European history and I wanted to learn French.
Question. What country are the two people talking about? 5. Is Wuhan near Guangzhou?
No, it isn't.
Can I get to Wuhan by train from Guangzhou?
Yes, you can.
How many kilometres is it?
1,084.
Question. How far is it by train from Guangzhou to Wuhan? 6. What did you do yesterday, Xiaoling?
Lots of things. In the morning, I went to People's Park with my parents. We took some photos there. Then we went to see a film about Chinese Kung Fu. In the afternoon, we visited the New Art Museum. In the evening, we went shopping. But before that, we had dinner at the famous Guangzhou restaurant in Xiangxiadio Road.
Question. What did Xiao Ling do after dinner? 7. Does Leo like animals?
Yes, very much. He has had lots of different pets, cats, dogs, birds and so on. At the moment he has snakes.
Snakes? They're dangerous, aren't they?
Not all of them.
Question. What pets does Leo have now?
8. Aren't you playing football this afternoon, James?
Yes, but I can't find my socks.
Which ones? I saw some yellow and green ones on your bed this morning.
I'm looking for the blue ones with 2 white lines near the top.
Oh, I haven't washed those ones yet.
Question. What colour socks is James looking for? 9. How many people are there in your family, Liu Xiaoli?
5. My grandparents, my parents and me.
So, you're the only child. Do you ever feel lonely?
Not at all. I've got lots of good friends. I often see them.
Question. Has Xiao Li got any brothers and sisters? 10. Is Pat Canadian?
Yes, he is.
What does his father do?
He teaches English at Zhongshan University.
What about his mother?
She's a teacher too, but she teaches at a middle school.
Question. Is Pat's father a school teacher? Revision exercises. Exercise 3. Listen to the passage and answer the questions.
Liu Hui is 39 years old. He is a big, tall man, but in some ways he is just like a child. For example, he has always loved toys, and he still spends a lot of time playing with them. Perhaps that is why he became the manager of a toy factory. He has worked in the toy factory since he left school, and he loves working there. The factory is in Jordan Road, at number 498. That's 498 Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Road. Liu Hui's house is not far from the factory, so he walks to work every day. His wife is the manager of a clothes shop, which is also in Jordan Road, so they walk to work together. One of the things that they make in the factory is model planes, and that is what Liu Hui is most interested in. He has been collecting model planes for years. He has nearly 600 models of different kinds and different sizes. If you are interested in collecting model planes, why not call or email him? He is very happy to meet people with the same hobby. His office telephone number is 5555-9876. I'll give you his number again. 5555-9876. If you want to email him, his email address is lh@toys.com.hk. Have you got that? I'll say it again more slowly. lh@toys.com.hk. He'd love to hear from you. Revision exercises, exercise 4. Listen to the situations and choose the best responses.
1. You are at your friend Tom's home. It is time to go home. What do you say to him? 2. You answer the phone. The person says, "Hello, could I speak to Li Ming?" Li Ming is your sister. She is at home. What do you say? 3. You see an old woman in trouble. She is trying to open a window, but it is too heavy for her. You would like to help. What do you say to her? 4. What do you say to Kate if you want to use her bike? 5. An old neighbour of yours says, Sydney is the capital of Australia. You don't agree with her, but you know you have to be polite. What do you say? 6. You are talking to Jane on the phone. She is in Beijing. You want to know what kind of weather it is there. What do you say to her? 7. You want to know the way to the number one people's hospital. How do you ask someone? 8. You want to buy some apples. How do you ask what they cost? 9. One of your friends says that she has passed her exam. You are very happy for her. What do you say? 10. Mike tells you that his mother is seriously ill. What do you say to him? 11. Your friend is having dinner with you at your house. The food is on the table. You ask him if he wants some meat. What do you say to him? 12. You have something to say to Tim, but he's not at home. You speak to his father. What do you say to him? 13. You aren't feeling well. You go to see the doctor. What is the first thing he or she might say to you? 14. You are in trouble, somebody to help you. What do you shout? 15. What does the sign exit mean? Revision exercises. Exercise 5. Listen to the passage and answer the questions.
Raven and the First People. This is a story from Canada. It tells how the first people came into the world. Once upon a time, there was in the world only one big black bird called Raven. Raven had made everything in the world, but he was sad. He didn't have anyone to play with or talk to. All day, he flew over the oceans and the beaches. One day, he saw a big shell on the beach. Inside the shell, he found some little boys, but the boys were too afraid to come out of their shell. Raven spoke gently to the boys, and in the end, they came out to play with him. Raven taught the boys many things, but the boys were always fighting, so he decided to put them back into their shell. But just before he did that, he had a better idea. Raven looked into some other shells. In these shells he found some girls. They were frightened too, but at last he got them to come out. Then Raven brought the girls and the boys together. At first, the boys were afraid of the girls, and the girls were afraid of the boys. But the girls started to play together. The boys liked to show the girls how strong they were by lifting things and running and jumping. But sometimes the boys began to fight again. This made the girls frightened, and they began to cry. When the boys saw the girls crying, they stopped fighting. Raven saw that everyone was happier this way. He was happier too. Revision exercises, exercise 6. Listen to the questions and write the correct answers.
1. Which fruit has the thickest skin? An apple, a pear, or a watermelon? 2. Which part of China is Fujian province in? The northwest, the southwest, or the southeast? 3. Which vegetable does not grow under the ground? A potato, a tomato, or a carrot? 4. How many colours are there on the Chinese flag? 1, 3. 5. Which usually moves the most slowly? A turtle, a tiger or a man? 6. Where would you prefer to spend your holiday? In Japan, Germany, or the UK? 7. Which month has less than 30 days? January, February, or March? 8. Which has the smallest tires? A bicycle, an aeroplane, or a truck? 9. Which is the longest day of the year? Valentine's Day, New Year's Day, or Midsummer's Day? 10. Which of these kinds of meat comes from a bird? Beef, duck, or pork? 11. In which season do leaves turn yellow and fall off the trees? Spring, summer, or autumn? 12. Which one of these is not a science subject? Chemistry, physics, or politics? 13. Which kind of weather is the warmest? Snowy, icy, or rainy? 14. How many thousands are there in 1 million? 10, 100, or 1,000? 15. Which city was once a capital of China? Nanjing, Guangzhou, or Xiamen? 16. Which is longer, your big toe, your little finger, or your neck? 17. Which animal can live both in water and on land? A giraffe, a frog, or a mouse? 18. Is this your first, second, or third year at high school? 19. What kinds of films do you find least interesting? Ones about love? Ones about police and thieves? Or ones about the future? 20. Which of these is a sport, not a game? Swimming, tennis, or football? Revision exercises. Exercise 7. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing phrases.
1. If you wake up healthy every morning, you are luckier than the million other people who will die before the end of this week. 2. If you have never been hungry for a long time, you have a much better life than 500 million other people. 3. If you have food in the fridge, the cupboard, a roof over your head and a place to sleep, you are richer than 3/4 of the world's population. 4. If you have money in the bank, in your bag and at home, you are among the richest 8% of the world's population. 5. If you can smile and feel happy, you should thank your family. Everyone is able to smile, but many people do not. 6. If you can read this, you have a brighter future than the 2 billion people who cannot read at all. Revision exercises, exercise 8. Listen to the doctor's questions and circle the answers which are true for you.
How much exercise do you do? 2. How long do you sleep? 3. How often do you eat fresh fruit and vegetables? 4. How much water do you drink each day? 5. How often do you smile? 6. How often? 7. How often do you clean your teeth? 8. How often do you have a wash? 9. How often do you change your socks? If you have circled mostly A's, you are not very healthy at all. You need to do more exercise. You are not very clean either. You must take better care of your body and do the same for your socks. Think about it. Get to smile. If you have circled mostly B's. Not bad, but you can do a lot to be cleaner and healthier. Think about what you put into your body and how you look after it. Try to smile more too. Happy people are healthier people. If you have circled mostly C's, you are a very, very happy, healthy and clean person. Congratulations.